Eurozone inflation has hit another record high. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Consumer prices rose 9.1% last month in the 19-country Eurozone, according to fresh data released just this hour. The fresh record was driven by continued increases in food and energy thanks to disruptions from Russia's war in Ukraine. Governments across the region then are trying to help consumers deal with the rising cost of living. In Spain, rail travel is now free for commuters. The BBC's Guy Hedgeco takes us for a morning ride on the rails just outside Madrid.
I'm in the railway station in Colmenar de Viejo, a town north of Madrid from which a lot of people travel into the capital each day to work. Now, the government just recently introduced a new scheme offering free rail travel to commuters around the country, the idea being to provide them with some relief from their rising energy bills and the rising cost of living in general.
So the thing is that the petrol cost is really high right now. And this initiative or this opportunity is saving a lot of money for people because, for instance, in my case, I change the going by car every day, twice a week, 60 kilometers per day, to go by train for free. So it's really a good thing for the government.
What I see, especially in people my age, is that we don't make a lot of money because salaries are not very high. And now, one of the things that has increased a lot is the prices of housing, the rents.
The government has already implemented a series of other measures to offset inflation, which has been hovering around 10% in recent months. At petrol pumps like the one I'm at the moment, a discount has been in place since April, worth 20 euro cents per litre for all drivers. And more recently, VAT on gas was cut from 21% to 5%. However, many people and businesses are still struggling. At the La Quinta restaurant in central Madrid, plenty of customers are sitting at its outdoor tables, enjoying a late lunch. But Alfredo Enche, the head waiter, says margins are tight for the business.
Prices have gone up. Everything is costing more, whether it's olive oil or electricity or water. So we've put prices up. It's been a perfect storm. Salaries don't go up, but the prices go up. We're all up to our necks.
The leftist coalition government of Pedro Sánchez says the measures it has taken are helping ordinary Spaniards. But pressure is mounting on the Prime Minister. In this parliamentary debate, opposition leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo said that government measures taken several months ago have been swallowed up by the continued rise in prices. Earlier this year, haulage workers staged a strike over fuel prices. More protests are now being prepared for the coming weeks as workers demand wage rises to match inflation. Mari Cruz Vicente is employment secretary for the Comisiones Obreras Labour Union, which is trying to negotiate wage increases with employers' organisations.
Collective wage agreements don't usually last a year. They tend to last longer than that. But nobody thought that inflation was going to shoot up like this. We are going to combine negotiations with protests on the street, with the ultimate aim of ensuring that the salaries of the workers of this country maintain their purchasing power.
It looks as if the Spanish government and employers are bracing themselves for an autumn and winter of social discontent. Spanish families, meanwhile, are preparing for more hardship.
That's the BBC's Guy Hedgecoe reporting from near Madrid there. Well, as ballooning costs for everyday essentials continue to hit household finances, unions are supporting workers across Europe who are demanding higher wages. Today, a strike by French air traffic controllers has led to hundreds of European flight cancellations all across the country. It's affecting tens of thousands of people, as the BBC's Katie Austin reports.
This industrial action is part of a series of strikes which have disrupted air travel in Europe in recent months. The SNCTA Air Traffic Control Union has called for wage increases and a guarantee of more recruitment. Many services which fly over France are affected, as well as those departing from or arriving in the country. Ryanair is cancelling 420 flights, which it said would affect 80,000 passengers. Air France said that following a request from the French Civil Aviation Authority, it would cut more than half of its short-haul services. EasyJet is cancelling 76 flights to and from the UK, and British Airways will cancel 22. Three further strike days are planned for the end of this month. I'm the BBC's Katie Austin for Marketplace.
The World Bank said late yesterday the world economy may be getting closer to recession, and that is rattling global markets today. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index is on track for weekly losses of more than 2%. The British pound, meanwhile, has dropped 1% against the U.S. dollar to a fresh 37-year low. That's after fresh data here showed retail sales fell much more than expected last month, heightening concerns about the strength of the British economy. London's export-oriented FTSE 100, though, is currently little changed. U.S. stock futures are down nearly 1% at this early hour, with shares of shipping giant FedEx down more than 18% pre-market. It announced cost-cutting measures yesterday and withdrew its financial forecasts, citing slowing global demand that it expects to worsen. Rival DHL, though, said last month rising global inflation and weaker global growth is a moderate risk for the company. The BBC's Nikhil Anamdar sat down with the global chief executive for supply chains there and explains that, in fact, they're looking to expand the business.
In this part of the world, Victoria, DHL seems to be doing much better, which is why they've announced this 500 million euro investment to ramp up their operations, doubling their warehousing space to 22 million square feet, doubling their workforce to about 25,000 people by 2026, as well as investments in robotics and a migration of their fleet to electric vehicles.
And what is all of this investment aimed at doing? Just give us a scale of how big this investment is in the scheme of the company.
It is actually their largest investment into India, and they say it's being driven by this government focus on incentivizing India to become a production hub or an export hub for global companies. A lot of, you know, global players adopting this China plus one strategy, or what's called an omni-channel strategy, where they source or produce from multiple geographies rather than just China.
And we know that the war in Ukraine has disrupted supply chains all around the world. It comes after COVID did exactly the same thing for 2 years. How big of an issue is supply chain disruption for DHL?
DHL says that while there has been an impact on supply chains with the food grain crisis, for instance, or companies having to divert planes, but it's the political fallout and the economic fallout subsequently that will be a bigger issue. It was interesting what he said. He said Ukraine coupled with COVID and now the Chinese lockdowns have essentially changed the way supply chains function forever. So it's never going to go back to how things were back in 2019 because the industry has fundamentally changed. So let's quickly hear into what he had to say about that.
The impact of the supply chain is not as big as the political impact it had. But it had an impact, of course, because also because of that, flights had to be arranged differently. We had the flow of grain, so the whole food supply chain, which was disrupted for a while, which is now getting better. But the only thing that I know for sure is that we can never assume that supply chains will be stable going forward.
Well, so, you know, that was Oscar De Bock of DHL and essentially saying that things are never going to go back to pre-COVID days as far as supply chains are concerned.
The BBC's Nikhil Anamdar for us in Mumbai. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.